Well, Mickey, it's pretty straightforward going into the last game. Certainly, you certainly know what you have to do against Longford on Sunday.
Yes, Tom, fools, it's in our own hands and we can't ask for any more. So if we go out and beat Longford, we'll be into the playoff promotion final, you know. So big game for us this week, Tom. We've been with three results in a row there now. Well, maybe we didn't put a full performance together yet, but look, we're getting the 2 points on the board this last 3 weeks and that's what matters. And look, we beat Longford now, we'll be in a playoff against Armagh Tyrone. So this is a semi-final position really this week, you know.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Armagh and Tyrone are meeting as well on Sunday, and that's effectively another winner takes all tie as well. So obviously it's pretty tight. I suppose when people looked at the league at the start of the season, Armagh, Donegal and Tyrone would be the big three, and Longford have come into the mix.
Longford's gone to the mix, Tom. I suppose they've a lot of four or five new additions from last year, and probably that's why the results come out. You know, the couple of Galway lads and a Limerick boy midfield, you know, and a Dublin boy playing centre back. So look, they have a strong spine of a team there now, and they're hard to beat, and they work very hard. Just watching them against Tyrone, you know, they're going to be a tough opposition, you know, and we're going to have to move the ball fast and keep it out of the rucks, you know, and play to our strengths, and hopefully the weather holds up a wee bit better this week, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, they came unstuck against Tyrone, I suppose, which did open the way for you a little, made it a little easier.
I thought Tyrone might beat them. Longford had got a red card the week before from one of their better forwards, and the Galway fellow playing centre forward was injured for the Tyrone game. So look, they were putting up a lot of scores, and with them missing, I fancy Tyrone to beat them, and it proved so, you know. And tonight with Tyrone, with a man like Damien Casey, Tommy maybe scoring 113 against Longford again. They're capable of beating anybody on their day if he's on form. But these two lads are back, I think, for Longford this week against us, so we're not going to be as lucky. We're going to have to play their full panel, you know, and just all about keeping our own house in order, Tom, and playing and matching them in the work rate area, and hopefully it's enough, you know, to get us into the final spot.
Apart from the opening game against Armagh, it has gone well, I suppose, and I suppose it's been pretty evident. Now, I've seen you against Monaghan and I've seen you against Tyrone. Playing at the higher level the last couple of seasons has stood to you.
It has, Tom. I suppose we played very well against Tyrone, to be honest. And we scored 223, you know, and that's not easy against Tyrone. And I suppose Monaghan, I felt that we were going badly this year, and it was fairly evident from the start, you know, that they were going bad, and we felt we were never in danger in that game. But look, I suppose the only negative is that we're not taking enough of scores, Tom, and although it's not great weather and conditions far forward, you know, we're still missing too many chances, and something we're going to have to get right this week. Like, we get up 75%, 80% chance rate, percentage rate from our scores, you know, that we could see this game out and keep the scoreboard ticking over. We'll have every chance of beating Longford.
Yeah. Having said that, obviously the weather and the conditions can be a great leveller, and it's well known that Donegal probably are a top of the ground hurling team.
Yes, I suppose we're the sunshine hurlers, or some of them are calling us, or hard ground, whatever, you know. But look, these boys have something we've been working on this last 3 weeks, that it's our third week and they playing in these conditions, so, and training in them, so we're getting used to it, Tom, and we're going to have to, you know, learn to grind results out in these weather, and it's not really weather for forwards, and teams are playing sweepers against us too, and you know, they're just trying to keep our forwards at bay a bit, and it's not easy for them playing against maybe seven defenders, you know, all the time. And look, they worked hard in the first half against the one and went on six or seven points up against Monaghan. So we'll expect the same return from them this week, and hopefully just a wee bit more accuracy in front of the post if we do get a bit of breeze behind us, you know.
Yeah, well, you're lucky in the fact that you have players like Dylan Coulter and Sean McVeigh and Lee Henderson and Danny Cullen that can score from long range.
Yes, and I suppose right from the half-back line out, Tom, we've Joe Boyle a couple of points last week, and Jack O'Loughlin's able to score, and Lee in midfield, and Kieran Flynn. You know, we definitely have lots of scorers. We just haven't clicked 100% yet, but now's the time we want them to be clicking, you know, from this week on. We're on the really more knockout stages, so it's going to be a tough game, Tom, and Longford's going to be very, very hungry and to get their final, and they've home advantage over us, so, and we've a long trip down on Sunday morning, so look, we're looking forward to it, but we know we're going to have to really work for the 70-75 minutes if we're going to get something out of the game. And I suppose that's the way you want it, Tom, is the pressure on, and I think that we like it that way, you know.
Kieran Finn came off in the second half against Monaghan. He seemed to be limping. Is he okay?
He's okay, Tom. He got a wee bit of a dead leg, maybe, and he got a bad cut in his hand, but not. Kieran's dead on, and we took Danny and Sean ashore too, but they're all okay. Just because, you know, we didn't want no injuries going into this week. And look, full ban of health, maybe. Young Mark Kellen from Satanta got injured against Louth, and he's going to miss the rest of the league, and Gavin Brown too is out for the league. But the same personnel as last week, it's all available again, so that's a positive for us, you know.